The New South Wales Rural Fire Service says a person has died in the fires near Glen Innes in the state's north. Two people remain unaccounted for and more than 100 homes have been destroyed in the unprecedented emergency. There are also emergency warnings and evacuations in Queensland. Reporter Louise Creeley has been covering the fire situation. She joins me live now. Louise, you've been covering this since we first heard about the fires yesterday afternoon. Let's look first at New South Wales. Can you tell us about the current situation there?
Well, Tom, in the latest news, we've heard that the remains of a person has been found in a car at the site of the Kangawalla fire. Now, that's near the town of Glen Innes. As you say, this is an unprecedented situation. Some of these fires have been burning for weeks, but really it was the windy, dry and hot conditions yesterday that pushed the fire danger to extreme on the far north coast and the New England region. Six emergency warnings remain in place, 10 are at watch and act level, and there are 77 bush or grass fires, more than 40 of them are not yet contained. Now, the main area of concern remains the mid-north coast with a number of fires burning in the vicinity of Taree. Emergency alerts are in place for fires at Hillville, Crowdy Bay National Park and Rumba Dump. And a number of fires are also burning out of control with emergency warnings in place for blazes at Coombs Gap and Stockyard Flat. Further north, there's an emergency warning at Kangawalla in the Northern Tablelands.
And as you say, we've heard about one person's remains being found in the car. I understand there are also reports of people missing across the fire grounds.
Well, that's right. Unfortunately, there are two people currently unaccounted for around the town of Glen Innes, and there have been more than 30 injuries. The Rural Fire Service has called on people in the region to register with the Red Cross, saying that means they'll know that they're safe. The RFS says, well, they've received multiple reports of people trapped in their homes and fire crews are really struggling to access certain areas. Now, the advice is to leave early while it's safe to do so, as soon as it's safe to do so, because often it's too late once a nearby fire is at an emergency level. More than 1,000 firefighters and 70 aircraft have been deployed and resources are coming in from across the country.
And turning to Queensland now, Louise, what's the current situation there?
Well, evacuations are underway on the Sunshine Coast and in the Gold Coast hinterland as the bushfire emergency continues in the state's southeast. One Queensland fire is currently at emergency level at Corroba in the Noosa Shire. 400 homes and 2,500 people were evacuated from there overnight, and a firefighter in his 50s is in hospital with a broken leg after fighting that blaze. Now, the warning level has been downgraded for the fire at Lower Beachmont in the Gold Coast hinterland. Queensland Police recently updated the situation, confirming a house and a number of sheds have been destroyed. Here's Owen Jacks, who's an incident control at Tewantin.
At this point in time, we don't know what the fire is going to do, and QFES are working to suppress the fire. We're in a watch and waiting situation with a view to assuring the safety of the public so they can move back into their homes. We've had one residential home destroyed by fire so far. That's not an insignificant thing, but it's could have been a lot worse. The roadblocks will remain in place until we're able to satisfy the safety of the public, which is paramount. And I ask the people to not try and return home until they're advised that it's safe to do so, because nobody will be allowed through the roadblocks and into the exclusion zones.
And of course, ABC News will be keeping you up to date. Louise Creeley reporting there. Thank you.